You can find other incredible hypnotic feminization titles, just like this one, at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. Just lie back now in your soft chair, in your bed, feeling yourself relaxing, feeling my voice take you down, into a nice, relaxing state. You have nothing to do now but listen to my voice. Nothing to do but listen to Dominica. Listen to my voice. Listen to my words. Listen to my soothing, relaxing words. It's so easy to simply lie there and listen, not even trying to understand the words, just letting the sound of my voice caress your mind. Caress your mind. Caress your skin. Caress your sex. Relaxing you. Letting all the tension flow out of your body. It just simply flows out of your body. You can feel the tension leaving. Feel it oozing out from every pore in your body. Simply leaking out like sweat, evaporating into the air. Going, gone, away. The sound of my voice relaxes you so much. The tension simply cannot remain inside of you. It simply flows away, drifts away. It simply cannot remain inside you. It drifts away. With every breath you take, you breathe in air, breathe it in, and breathe out the tension. Breathe out. Breathe it all out. Breathe in air. Take a long, deep breath and breathe out tension. Simply let it go. Let it all go. Continue breathing in and out. So naturally. So deeply. Simply drifting down into a haze of perfect hypnotic relaxation. A warm, pleasant fog where you have nothing to do. No place to be, no responsibilities. You can just simply lie there, breathing, relaxing, drifting, sleeping. It's so nice to simply drift like this, Feeling your feet relax, go numb and go to sleep. So pleasant and quiet, so numb. You can't feel your feet anymore. They have vanished into a pleasant, relaxing haze. It's so nice to drift and feel your legs relax all the way up to your knees. So pleasant and quiet, so numb. You can't feel your legs anymore. They have vanished into a warm, pleasant, relaxing haze, just like your thighs and your hips. So nice to drift, to feel them pleasant and quiet. So very numb. You can't feel your thighs and hips anymore. They have vanished, disappearing into a warm, pleasant haze. And now your stomach muscles, so loose, relaxed, pleasant, and quiet. So numb. You can't feel your stomach anymore. It has vanished into a pleasant, relaxing haze. Just breathe in and out. In and out. So slowly. So naturally, deeply relaxed, feeling your back muscles become so pleasant and quiet, so numb. You can't feel your back anymore. It has vanished into a pleasant, relaxing haze. So nice to drift, feeling your chest and arms relax all the way to your shoulders. So quiet, so pleasant and quiet and numb. You can't feel your chest anymore. You can't feel your arms and shoulders. They have vanished into a pleasant, relaxing haze. Your neck muscles, oh, so much tension. Slipping away, melting away, simply flowing away. Pleasant and quiet, so numb, each tiny muscle one by one, just giving in, disappearing, vanished into a pleasant, relaxing haze. You can't feel your neck anymore, your face and your scalp. Yes, all the tiny muscles in your head, your cheeks, your eyebrows, even those little muscles behind your ears, they all give in. All around your lips, they become pleasant and quiet, so numb. You can't feel your face and scalp anymore. They have vanished into a pleasant, relaxing haze. And inside your head, inside your brain, so active, so tense. Your brain simply finds itself with nothing to do. Just breathing in and breathing out. Drifting, 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 drift. So pleasant, so quiet. Your brain becomes quiet. Quiet and numb. You can't feel your brain anymore. You can't feel your mind anymore. It is simply vanished. Like a pleasant, relaxing haze. Feel the haze settling over your mind. Breathing in, breathing in, breathing out. Breathing out. In and out. In and out. All you have to do, simply drifting, simply laying, so relax, simply drifting, 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 drifting. Drifting. So relaxing. Simply to drift here, breathing in and breathing out. Simply drifting. So good to simply relax. You enjoy simply relaxing, drifting here, mindlessly, empty-headed, just drifting, asleep and drifting, safe and comfortable, safe and comfortable, drifting, safe and comfortable, just drift and float, float, float. Safe and comfortable, drift and float. Safe and comfortable, float, 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 floating away. Float, float. Your body is changing, slowly changing. Changing as you float, your body is becoming more and more a female body. All curves, smaller and more flexible. Your skin soft, smooth, and sexy. Your long hair floating around your head as you drift. Drift and float. Drift. Long, silky, shiny hair tumbling down over your shoulders. Satin hair. Every day you feel the changes more and more, more and more and more female. Your breasts are growing, growing larger, fuller, rounder, spilling over your tiny ribcage. You find yourself shaking them, feeling them jiggle every chance you get. It's so amazing to discover that they are real. These huge breasts on your chest, and your nipples keep growing bigger, longer, thicker, more and more sensitive. You can hardly keep your hands off your nipples. Every day you squeeze them and pull them, even pinch them a little. It feels so good. It keeps you so horny, so aroused. You find yourself looking for little opportunities to play with them. You reach up with both your hands and cup your breasts, squeezing them, squeezing your nipples, milking yourself. Milk them. You love the sensation. It just draws you deeper and deeper, deeper down into trance, deeper into the deepest sleep you have ever experienced in your entire life. Floating and drifting, let go now and fall. Falling, falling so fast for me. Falling for Dominica. And the deeper you go, the bigger your breasts become. So large and sensitive. Nipples hard, drifting. Nipples so hard and drifting. Nipples so hard and sensitive. And drifting, drifting, drifting down. And between your legs, you know what you will find there. If you reach down and run your middle finger between your legs, forward and back, up and down, stroking your slit, stroking between your lips, the soft, full lips of your beautiful pussy. You're always so wet between your legs, always so horny, always aching for that clit to be flicked and rubbed and squeezed. You always want to be fucked so fucking badly, so badly. You find yourself looking in the mirror every day, cupping your breasts and squeezing your nipples, pressing your middle finger up between your pussy lips, pressing the palms of your hand against your hard clitty, and repeating over and over and over again, yes, Miss Dominica, yes, Miss Dominica, thank you for my breasts and pussy, yes, 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 Miss Dominica, That's it, honey. Yes, I must obey Dominica. I must obey Dominica. Yes, Miss Dominica. Yes, Miss Dominica. Over and over and over and over again, chanting. While you stare into the mirror, rubbing your breasts, rubbing your hard nipples, milking your nipples from me. Oh, milking them into a frenzy. Hand pressed hard against your clit. That's it. Rub yourself into a frenzy, little slut. Yes, Miss Dominica, looking at your growing breasts. And your wet pussy, your tiny little clit. Oh, it seems to grow smaller and smaller every day, just as your breasts grow larger and larger and larger. They become so huge, deep in trance, deeper and deeper and deeper inside trance, needing so desperately to come. Deep, deep in trance. Needing to come. Yes, Miss Dominica. I need to come. I need to come. I need to come. Now. Shh, baby. I know. Dominica knows what you crave. Listen carefully, my pretty girl. Listen very carefully, my good girl. Something is changing. Deep inside your trance, you find yourself in a different place. A place that is like a dream, because you feel like you're awake. But really, you're still deep, deep asleep. Deep, deep asleep. And listening to my voice. Deep asleep and listening to my voice. So aroused. So. On. You want to touch yourself. You want to feel your hands on your breasts, your fingers in your hot little snatch. You want to finger your little slit. But you find you cannot move. Slowly rising to consciousness. Slowly coming awake. You try to stretch, but you find an itch at the end of your nose and try to scratch it. But you cannot move. Your arms and legs are tied down. Open your eyes and look, girl. That's right. You wake it up and find that you are tied down with leather straps to a wooden rack, leaning back, tilted at a 45-degree angle, arms secured high above your head, a tight rope around your neck, tight enough to hold your head in place, but just loose enough for you to breathe. And your legs are pulled wide, wide open and straight, like a ballet dancer, like a cheerleader doing the splits. In fact, you are wearing a little schoolgirl uniform, a short plaid skirt, white blouse, knee socks, little saddle shoes. Your legs have been spread wide open with your hips tilted upward, fully exposing your tummy, your pussy, and your ass like a big upside-down letter T. You are completely open and helpless, unable to move. And you see me standing before you, your mistress, Dominica, my face so close to yours, watching you wake up. That's it. Wake up. You can feel my breath against your skin. You can smell my perfume. You can feel the warmth of my skin so near to yours. Oh, yes. I am warm, baby. I am hot. And I have plans for you. It was so easy to hypnotize you and lead you down here. Down into my secret room, my underground dungeon. You don't even remember. You don't remember when I commanded you to lie down on the rack and let me strap you down so tightly, so very tightly. Do you, slut? Feel me take hold of your right nipple? Oh, yes. And begin to squeeze it, pinch it, harder and harder and harder. Hurting now. I'm hurting you. And you want to beg me to stop. But it's so hard to speak, isn't it? Isn't it, my little slut? Isn't it, as I squeeze harder, hurting you more? You want to beg. You want to beg me to stop. You start to speak, but all that comes out is, I must obey Domenica. Oh, you gasp, finding yourself a little frightened because you wanted to say something else. But you have no control. No control. No control. I am the one who has all the control here. Look at my face and see me smile. See my eyebrow arch. Watch my green eyes begin to glow. I pinch your nipple, pulling on it, stretching it. You try to beg again, but all you can say is, I must obey Domenica. And you feel it, don't you? You feel it force you deeper into trance. Yes. I have programmed you, my little slave. I have mind-fucked you. You want to object. You want to beg me to stop, but you can't. No. All you can say is, I must obey Domenica. And you can go deeper, deeper, and deeper, and deeper. You feel hot tears as they begin to run down your cheeks. And you say, I must obey Domenica. And you go deeper. It forces you to go deeper down. You're so scared now because you realize you have completely lost control, unable even to speak anything except what I allow you to say. I must obey Domenica. I must obey Domenica. I must obey Domenica. That's right. Deeper and deeper. And deeper down. And then you see the knife, yes. I'm holding a switchblade in my hand. 4 inches long, sharp, sharp, shiny metal. It catches the light and gleams so close to your face. You begin to shiver. Don't move, little slut. Even a twitch. Look into my eyes. Look into my swirling, hypnotic green eyes. Inhale my perfume. So very alluring. Taking your will away, your throat makes little squeaks and moans, and you begin to pant. So scared. I love it when you pant. I love it when you squeal and cry and try to beg, even when you can't. What am I going to do with that knife? You see me lower it down, down. Down to your titties. You feel a tiny pressure on the sharp point against your left nipple, and it hurts just a little. Your eyes fill with tears. You want to say no, no, no. But all that comes out of your mouth is, I must obey Domenica. That's right. Suddenly you feel the point removed from your breast. And you feel a slight pressure. Hear the sound of the cloth being cut and ripped. I've just cut off your blouse. Feel me slicing at the sleeves and tugging on your blouse. Pulling it from you. Another quick slice. A flash of cold steel against your chest. And I've cut off your brassiere. Feel me tear it off you and toss it aside. You hear it hit the wall and drop to the floor. Look into my eyes, girl. Look at the nice shiny blade. What am I going to do with it next? You know it's going to go between your legs. And you are so scared. You want to beg, please don't hurt me, mistress. But all that you can say is, I must obey Domenica. You feel me slap your face with my empty hand. And I slap it again. What can you say? What can you say? Speak, bitch. I must obey Domenica. That's right. Feel me kiss your cheeks so hot where I have slapped them. My lips feel so cool on your hot face. Feel yourself sobbing now. Helpless. So helpless and frightened. Look at the knife as I lower it down. Down out of your sight again. You feel a pressure against your pussy lips, trailing over your left labia like a caress. But you know what it is. You know it's the sharp point of my switchblade. You feel the point scratch up, up, up towards your clit and then stop. And then you feel me scratching over your right labia, up, up to your clit and then stop. And then a tiny pinprick against your clit. Oh God, you think not there. I must obey, Dominica. And you are crying now. Crying and shaking and helpless. Tears are running down your cheeks, salty, salty and wet. Dripping onto your chin, onto your breasts. What can you say? I must obey, Dominica. Yes. But your face and tits are not the only place you are wet, are they, my slave? No. Your pussy is wet with your juices. Your panties are soaked and dripping. You can't help yourself. Even in your fear, you need me to touch you. Crave for me to fuck you. You have an absolute need to be completely open to me. Open to me. Open to me. Feel me slip the knife under the band of your panties. Slice. I cut off your panties. Feel me rip them off your body and throw them to the floor. A slut like you doesn't need panties. A slut like you doesn't ever need panties. They only get in the way. You are always asking for it. Always begging for it. Always needing to be fucked. Aren't you my little slut? Aren't you? Slice, slice, slice. Feel me cut off your little plaid skirt and even your stockings. I pull off your shoes. You're helpless, naked, so, so frightened, leaving you tied and naked, completely naked, tied and helpless and naked, so frightened, so scared and aroused, spread open with a knife at your cunt. Feel the tip of my blade against your clit again. Don't move, slut. Don't you dare fucking move. Not even one inch. Feel me remove the blade. Feel me spank your ass, your slutty little ass. Again, again, and again. You hear a clang as I toss the knife aside and it drops to the floor. I don't need a knife for what I'm going to do to you, no. I'm going to impale you, but in a different way. Feel me slap your left breast and your right breast. Are you going to fight me, bitch? I slap your face and then I kiss your left cheek. Oh, hear me whisper in your ear. I want you to fight. Why does that scare you so very much, my darling? I feel you trembling all over your body. I hear you sobbing. I like it. I like it, you little whore. I slap your tummy. A sharp, stinging blow. It makes you twitch. It makes you clench your little pussy closed. Oh, look at all the wet pussy juice that spills out. Yes, you can't help yourself. You want to beg me to stop. Beg me, bitch. I must obey, Dominica. Oh, yeah, that's right. All you can say is what I've programmed you to say. Helpless, bound, mind-controlled, obedient, in fear and in pain, ready for the next step. Oh, yes, you are ready. Of course, you are ready. You have no choice but to be ready. I want you to look down now, slut. That's right. Look down between my legs. Look what I have for you. It's a huge strap-on dildo. It's black, shiny, and covered with ridges. And there are little metal bumps all over it, up and down the length of it. Wires lead from it to a small remote control in my hand with several buttons. And a set of tubes connect to a big container filled with translucent green fluid. Do you know what this fluid is? And of course you reply, I must obey, Dominica. That's right, my little hypno slut. That's all you can say. I will explain. This green fluid is Dominica's cum. That's right. I've had it specially made for me in a laboratory. It's part sperm and part nanotechnology. I'm going to impregnate you. And you, bitch, are going to come. Your womb is going to spasm and squeeze and come. And suck every drop of Dominica's sperm deep inside you. And you are going to have my little baby for me. Aren't you? Aren't you? I must obey Dominica. That's right. You must obey. I must obey Dominica. You must obey. I must. Obey, Dominica. I lean against you, taking your left nipple between my teeth, and I begin to bite. Harder and harder. You can't stand it. You try to wiggle your arms and legs, trying to push away the pain, but you're tied down and you cannot move. Harder, your mouth opens wide, trying to scream, and you only say, I must obey, Dominica. Feel me plunge my huge dildo into your gaping, wet pussy. Not slowly, no. Hard. All at once. Bearing it deep inside of you. Now feel me begin to fuck. In and out. In and out. You feel so stuffed. So fucking invaded. It's too big. It's too fucking big. It hurts. Oh, but it feels so good. I bite down even harder on your nipple. And then I press the yellow button on the remote. Oh, God. It starts the vibrator in the dildo. Zzz, oh, it feels so good. Even the pain in your nipple feels good. You begin fucking me back. You can't help yourself. You begin pumping your hips. Even though you are tied down, loving the feel of my thick, fat cock buried deep inside your wet pussy. Suddenly it feels so good. You're so very full with my cock pushing in and out, buzzing against your clitty, buzzing inside your wet snatch. So thick, so yummy, and buzz, buzzing, zzz, in and out, zzz, in and out, zzz. But then I press another button. Then I press the green button, and there is a throb, a mechanical sound, a sound of machinery, and you feel the dildo change. It gets thicker and longer, so much, oh, so much bigger. It hurts again, pumping in and out of your pussy. Oh, yeah, I slap your belly and release your sore nipple. And then I bite your right nipple. That's it. Biting. My teeth sink into your flesh and you cry wordlessly. Feel my fingertips. Scratch your left breast. And down your belly. So fucking painful. So erotic. I shift downward and suck your right nipple. Suck it into my smooth mouth. And then I click the green button again. Throb. 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 The dildo grows even thicker. You don't know if you can stand it. You say, I must obey, Dominica. I must obey, Dominica. I must obey, Dominica. And your fingers begin clenching and unclenching. Hands held in place. Held down by the leather straps. Unable to move. While your pussy continues to pump up and down. Up and down the thick shaft of my hard cock. Fucking Dominica's dildo. Fucking my huge strap-on. You can't stop your hips from thrusting down and up, trying to get my dildo further and further inside your stretched, wet little cunt. Oh, but it's so big. It hurts. It feels so good. So good. It hurts. You inhale deeply, trying to endure the pain as the endorphins inside of your brain begin to pump, flooding your brain with my hypno juice. Trying to endure the pleasure, and the scent of my hair fills your nostrils. The scent of strawberries and vanilla, making your mind go blank. So blank, blank, with the sweet smell of my hair You thrust your hips back against my cock. Oh, yes, your head filled with the scent of Dominica's hair. Suddenly, my mouth releases your nipple, and it hurts almost as much as being bitten. And then you feel my teeth sink into the left side of your neck. Hard, painful, you little bitch! This is nothing. I press the purple button, and all the little metal knobs on the dildo come alive with electricity, sending tiny electric shocks into your pussy, into your clit. Zap! Zap! Oh, it hurts so much. Your belly clenches into knots. Your arms and legs pull at the straps, trying to get loose. Zap! Oh, God, your teeth clench. You try to beg me to stop hurting you. I must obey Dominica. Oh, that's it. I slap your face again. I pinch your nipples. I slap your tits. Pain in your nipples. Pain in your pussy. All it does is drive you deeper into ecstasy. Zap! 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 Deeper into trance. Deeper and deeper into deep, deep arousal. You're so wet. Getting so close to an orgasm. So stuffed full. So very close. Look at my hand. Look at it as I press the green button and the dildo grows even bigger now. So thick. You can't even stand it. You feel like you're being split open. In and out. In and out. In and out. Obey. You want to come. You want so much to come. Through the fear. Through the pain. Through the fucking. That's it. That's a good girl. I slap your tits. So fucking red. So very sore. What can you say? I must obey Dominica. You can't say anything else. I must obey Dominica. Deeper. I must obey Dominica. Obey. I must obey Dominica. Deeper. I must obey Dominica. Obey. I must obey Dominica. Feel me grab the rope that's around your neck now and twist it. Tightening it, cutting off your air. In and out, you cannot breathe now. Obey, pain, obey, pleasure, obey, air cut off. Oh, yes, your mind is fading. Your mind seems to be filled with a dark cloud. It's beginning to shut down. Even while your body is writhing in pleasure and pain. Too much stimulation, too little air. You can't stand it. You can't stand it. Your brain is shutting down. Zap! Shutting down. Zap! Your brain is shutting down. Zap! Shutting down. Zap! Pain. I press the purple button again. Pain, 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 and twist. The rope, squeezing off all your air, darker and darker, fading away. I press the green button again, and your clouded mind hears the throb as the dildo grows even bigger, longer, thicker, so fucking big, so tight inside your hot little cunt, plunging into you, sealing you up so perfectly that not even a tiny drop will leak out, not even a tiny drop of Dominica's. Precious cum. You feel like your belly is being split open, like your legs are being ripped out from their sockets. In and out. Obey. Zap. Deeper. Deeper and deeper down. No air. Your mind is giving out. Giving up. Giving in. Can't think. Must come. Can't think. Must. Come, must come for Dominica. You must obey Dominica. You must obey Dominica. See me hold the remote control high and press the blue button and watch. Hear the gurgling sound as Dominica's sperm pumps down, down, down through the tubes into the dildo, deep into your cunt. Dominica is coming. Your mistress is coming. Suck in my sperm, whore. Feel the tight rope around your neck choking you, cutting off all air. Your mind is becoming dark. Your pussy is pumping, pumping, pumping all by itself. Without your mind, you have no control. You need to come. Obey. Shut down. No air. Come. Obey. Shut down. No air. Come. Obey. Deep, deep, deep down. Deeper and deeper down. You must obey, Dominica. You must obey and shut down. Come. You awaken minutes later, spent and exhausted. You passed out. Your mind couldn't take it. Your air supply was cut off. You came and came and came, and you missed it because you were unconscious. Yes, you missed it. Your mind feels so empty now, so dazed and hard to focus. You know, I raped you mentally as well as physically, oh yeah. And you are instantly addicted, instantly, helplessly addicted. You want to listen to this MP3 over and over and over again and again and again and again. You're going to find it becoming a compulsion to listen to it over and over and over and over and over again. Because you can't quite remember, can you? You can't quite remember what happened. You find yourself remembering to forget what I told you to remember to forget. When you forgot what I told you to remember to forget, when you forgot that I told you to forget it. All you can remember is how nice and relaxing this MP3 makes you feel. How completely horny it gets you. Drifting into sleep. Mind shutting down. All your tensions gone away. They're all gone away. Just like your memory gone away. Sometimes you will find yourself having little flashbacks. Yes, in the middle of the day or night, you will remember for a moment what happened here. And it will make you feel so horny. And when you become aroused, you will remember to forget. Forget to remember. You will remain aroused, but you won't remember why. You will feel the need to listen to this MP3 again. And you will tell other people they need to listen to this MP3 too. You want everyone to feel just like you do. Just like you do. You want everyone to listen to this MP3. You're going to tell them how relaxed it made you feel. How it makes all your cares go away, away. You want them all to listen, just like you. Now, just relax. Leave this recording on loop, that's right. Listen to it over and over. And over and over and over and over again. You will tell other people they need to listen to this MP3 over and over and over again. Say the only words that you can say. I must obey Dominica. You're going to just keep listening. You're going to just keep listening and listening and listening and listening.